This month, we're bringing you excerpts from the campaign speeches of the Democratic presidential hopefuls. Today, part of a speech by Senator Bob Graham of Florida last week at a Rotary Club luncheon in Manchester, New Hampshire. He ended his address by referring to the film Seabiscuit.
It's about America in the years prior to and then during the Depression, and what a shattering impact the Depression had on people's sense of self-worth and self-confidence until they began to see that working together we could reestablish a better life for Americans. And the horse Seabiscuit became sort of the symbol of that resurrection of our nation. I think it is very important, and as president I would give the highest priority to restoring the sense of oneness among Americans. But it is only when we are working as one that we are able to achieve our individual destinies. I've had a practice for the last almost 30 years of taking different jobs. The job that I did yesterday as a member of the company and as a stagehand for Garrison Keillor was number 391. Which may say something about the fact that I'm not the most stable employee. One of my jobs was working at a nursing home. I was an orderly, and as an orderly in a nursing home, you spend your day removing soiled sheets, taking people to the bathroom, feeding them, providing their necessities. It is not a very pleasant job. At the end of the job, I sat down with the 35-year-old African-American Johnny Denton, who'd been my boss, and I said, "Johnny, when tomorrow comes, I'll be 100 miles away from here. When tomorrow comes, you're going to walk through that front door just like we did 9 hours ago. What is it that brings you back to this difficult, unpleasant job day after day?" Johnny pondered for a moment, and then he said, "I have figured that God must really love these people if he's let them live so long. And if God can love these people, I can love these people." That is the spirit of oneness of our nation. That is the spirit that we need to build upon in order to have a better America for our children and grandchildren, and to be worthy of the pledge that we take and frequently, because we know it so well, do not think of what the words are saying to us, that we are one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That is the America that I would like to live in with you. Thank you very much.
It's Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bob Graham of Florida speaking in New Hampshire last week.